Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Everybody, we're back. Scope episode 218. Of course, the best stuff we save for before and after the show. Just in an invigorating conversation about laser tag.
Laser tag.
Adam's going out to do some laser tagging.
Yeah, this is my laser tag sweatband.
I used to laser tag, and Jared was like, singular laser tag.
Well, I went to that Mall of America establishment a few times.
I went there one time. Probably with you, as a matter of fact.
Probably.
I would not be surprised. But by that time, you know, when laser tag first came out, the whole idea was for it to kind of mimic a Star Wars experience. So
yeah.
The gear tended to be, number one, very heavy. Like you'd have super battery packs. And you could have guns that look like space guns. They were black. Just everything looked military-ish. But as time has gone on and people don't like to be shooting people with real guns, they turn into day glow things or maybe like a stick. You know, it's not.
They look like guns. They
ain't nobody got time for that.
But I mean, they're day glow orange and green, and
so you can see it in the dark.
Yeah, it's just.
I guess
it's not as cool.
Like, bitches.
If I want laser tag, I want to go out with
Star Wars. We laser can't tag. Say it's not as cool. It's laser tag. It's already not cool. It's already the bottom of the barrel in terms of coolness.
Yeah, it's exactly. An element of cool.
No,
that's
no.
What you're going to be doing later, right there. Duck. Oh, you're up for 3 seconds. Don't follow me around. Now Jared is back. He took my notes to heart.
What? What do you want?
Let's do an imitation of Jared playing laser tag with one other guy.
I got you.
Shoot it, Jared. Shoot at me.
Oh,
I'm out for 3 seconds. I'm going to stand sideways.
I just remember the laser.
Time the laser gun with my finger.
I don't know where it is.
Come on. Get it right. We'll do it live. Nope. There we go. This is a lot harder than what
it's terrible.
It's a lot harder. It's a high quality sound effect, though. I like sort of the staticky on the back end of it.
I don't know why my eyes got like something in it. Anyway.
Hit that laser gun sound again. Hear it? It's crackling, Jared.
Remember, that's what a real laser gun sounds.
You remember
like.
When the original laser tag came out, it was just like a strap?
Yep.
And then like the later on, they're like, this strap is stupid. Let's give him a vest. We had the vest set up.
Wow. Did you have...
Because the strap was terrible because it would always like... Your thing was all over the place.
So the original laser tag had a laser tag gun, but later on they had a rifle.
Mm.
And they also had like a little base as well.
Well, Shane and I were at Toys R Us for the laser tag kind of resurgence.
Yeah, but
the relaunch.
Those didn't look anything like the cool laser tag from World of Wonder back in the 80s.
Again,
those guns look like space age guns, and then they turn them into something out of a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle accessory pack.
Yep.
See what I did there? They had Dayglow weapons.
Did they?
A lot of them did, yes. Yes, they did.
Colorblind. All I know is that it helps me. So I appreciate the changes that have been made.
Try this again.
That's a really good A block.
I think there's a bit of a delay on the sound effect, so it's like I'd have to get it written.
Fix it in post.
No.
All right, guys, we have got an interesting show today. You say, guys, you usually do the Nerd Roundtable about once every 3 episodes, and that
bitches.
Is true. It allows us to sort of get a feel for what's going on in the world of pop culture. We've got a different take this time. On our traditional nerd roundtable, I'm calling it the rapid fire edition. We'll get into the rules.
It's round and rapid.
Shortly, Adam will be doing coming soon, and I think this time around, Jared gets to pick the hit it or miss it. So it's bound to be controversial.
Oh sure, you know me.
So let's take a quick break. We'll be back with a more episode of the Scope 218, and if I could get my words in order, it just might be a great show.
This is The Funk.
Singing Jimmy Buffett at the top of my lungs. Don't care who's annoyed as long as I'm having fun. Cause I'm a douche in flip-flops.
Chocolate pepper, cherry pepper, cherry vanilla, chocolate pepper, diet vanilla, fusion pepper too. Hack making pepper, fracking pepper, the kind of pepper and pepper spray pepper. Wouldn't you like a can of chemical stew?
You can't get a human on the phone. No, you can't get a human on the phone. Just some robot voice, cold as stone. Get you playing games with your touch tone. Can't get a human on the phone. No, no.
That's the Funny Music Project at thefump.com. THEFUMP.com.
Chocolate chip ice cream. Oh, gotcha. He says, I'm sorry, we don't have any mint chocolate chip ice cream. So I ate that bitch! I'm a motherfucking T-Rex!
Everybody, we're back. Episode 218 of the Scope Nerd Roundtable, Rapid Fire Edition.
What does that mean for us?
So, Jared, I don't know how on the ball you are. I made a request of you, which ties into Nerd Roundtable Rapid Fire Edition. Adam?
Yeah.
Normally we have one or two topics, and we spend a lot of time on them.
Boring.
Boring. Kids, these millennials, they don't have the patience for this anymore. And old people just forget fast. So we've sort of got to hit both sides of things. So I've got 10 questions, Adam. Handpicked, curated, crafted.
Artisanal questions.
Some of them are specifically for an individual. Some are for everyone who wants to take it first. But here's the rub.
All right.
A minute per question. We cover it. We move on. We don't look back.
Rub the question for 1 minute.
So what do you think of that, Jared? Can it be done?
I don't think it has to be done.
It has to be done. Jared, do you
There's
have
no room for failure.
Do you have a 1 minute timer clock?
I do.
Okay.
It's everyone's favorite.
So this is how it's going to work. I will read the question. Jared will start the timer. When it alerts us that time is up, we stop and we move on to the next question. And we rinse and repeat for 10 questions. Shall we begin?
We shall.
We shall begin. Adam, this question is for you.
Oh, okay.
What's the one song or band or artist that impresses the hell out of you right now? Start the clock. Any music out there that you're loving?
I mean, every morning I listen to the latest Hood Internet mashup album. So
I'll always get back to the mashup album. What's the best? What's a great mashup that you've heard? They're mashing up what and what? Go.
The pressure
is on.
I don't know.
God, this bit is collapsing under the weight of the intensity.
Justify your choices. Show your math.
Something from Sia. You're thinking
something from Sia.
You know what? I'm not really digging Sia as much as
The Neighborhood. Everybody loves The Neighborhood.
The Weeknd. I actually like. I like The Weeknd. I don't know, guys.
There is a band called The Neighborhood, though. You like The Weeknd?
Yeah, sure. Pretty good.
What about Kylie Minogue?
Nah,
Minogue?
Not since...
She's
got a new Christmas album out. I'm hearing that's screaming up the charts.
Nope. Got nothing.
Are you sure this is an 18-minute time?
This is a 60-second time.
Where are we at? Oh.
Time's up.
Question one failed.
So did you explain the premise that we were supposed to pick a good, better, and best?
No, that's the next episode, Jared.
Oh, shit.
That is the next episode.
Turn that over.
The next episode.
I'm dumb.
Jared.
Yes.
Question two is for you.
Okay.
Jared, is there a worst Bond movie than Spectre?
Oh, you give him an easy one.
And go.
There is, definitely.
Tell me.
There's some... I'm not as familiar with the James Bond movies as you would want me to be for this question.
You have to be familiar. That is the rule.
Probably the Timothy Dalton one. License to Kill, I think, is probably universally regarded as the worst James Bond film.
Is Timothy Dalton more boring than Daniel Craig?
Yes. He's just not a good Bond. I mean, he's fine. Most people will say he's a good villain in a lot of things, but he's just not a good Bond. I for whatever reason, I really liked The Living Daylights when I was younger and saw it in theaters, but on repeat viewings, it's not good.
Is that the one where a guy got crunched up in a cocaine machine?
I don't know. It's one where they go to Afghanistan and fight with the Mujahideen.
Oh, of course. Very, very
with
good.
With them, not against them.
So, yes, a worse Bond movie than Spectre
definitely,
is?
Probably the License to Kill.
Her Majesty's Secret Service.
I mean, the series went on a huge hiatus after that, so you have to look at that and go, that was not a good movie.
Also, every one of them, 1 through 20.
Time's up.
There we go. Question three goes to the group. Which video game has you more excited? Fallout 4 or Star Wars Battlefront? Start the clock. I will start it I'm a huge Star Wars guy. Star Wars Battlefront has me more excited because I know that Adam's going to buy it. I know that Jared's going to buy it. Yep. I know that other friends of mine are going to buy it. And we're all going to play together. I'm joking. That being said, Fallout 4 is intriguing. And if Adam would have told me about the combat system, it might have went to the top of the charts. But Adam's lazy and did not. Adam, your pick.
I would agree
Forget
with you.
It, Jared.
Playing with other people is going to make it more exciting for me.
I haven't played any of the Fallout games, so I'm not really interested in this new one unless it's just so good that I can't ignore it. But Star Wars Battlefront is everything to me.
What's
I am
more exciting?
So excited.
Fallout 4 or the fourth album from Fallout Boy, Adam?
I mean, obviously, the fourth album from Fallout Boy is a classic. We all know Tub Thumping, the cover
that's on there.
The secret track at the very end.
And how they blend the Munsters into every single one of their songs is great.
Concept album.
Sorry, if I only could see the clock, this would be even a better bit. I should have requested that.
Well, just watch the second hand up there.
Tick, tick. I'll be doing my own timing.
Are you channeling the McLaughlin group from 80s SNL? Is that where we're going?
I don't know, but we're having fun.
Thanks, Mark John!
We're having fun with it. Jared, this one goes to you.
Okay.
Should Disney stop producing any slave Leia merchandise? Is it a sexist design or simply a part of cinematic history? Your clock starts now.
I think it's an okay choice to not make it. I mean, yes, you can.
Is this just a case of us being overly sensitive again? If it was called something else besides Slave Leia, if it was Dancing Girl Leia,
I think
would it matter?
There's a difference between just like ignoring that it happened and not acknowledging that it happened and just deciding not to capitalize on it anymore. So as long as they're not like, oh, that never happened, let's not ever show that again. Let's try
whitewash it, as they
say. Whitewash it. I don't have a problem with them making a business decision to not sell merchandise based on that.
There's already a lot of merchandise
it's fine.
Out there, Jared.
And, you know, it's like, whatever. I think times have changed. It's okay that you don't have to make it.
Adam, do you agree?
Yeah, it's fine.
We still got 15 seconds. Adam, give us more.
No.
Jared?
I think Adam's rebelling against the format.
I am.
Well, he's going to get burnt. Oops. Can't talk about it anymore.
You mean you burnt?
Yeah, burnt.
Yeah.
Next question. This one goes out to the group. Trump, Carson, Rubio, or Cruz? We will start with Adam.
Are those really the only options?
Those are the
case?
Options.
Rubio.
Why?
He seems like the only one that's somewhat of an adult.
Jared?
Oh, boy. I got to agree, Rubio. I don't agree with his policies. Although I'm not 100% sure that his policies are actually his policies. I feel like some of his policies are just there to get the base to vote for him. But he is definitely the lesser of those four evils, in my opinion.
You think so?
Who doesn't want to vote for a guy who was behind immigration reform and then completely backed out of his own
I bill? Will never vote for a guy that has trouble drinking water on national television.
Hey, might have trouble drinking water on national television.
Drinking it, or did you just the fact that he had to drink it?
Right. It was a little of both.
All right.
I am actually going with Trump because I think he's the most entertaining of the crew. And I want to see a Republican Democratic debate for president with Trump in it, because I think it would be fascinating. And I think that if we're going to go in, we might as well double down, like having chicken patties for buns, bitches.
Yeah.
So you're an accelerationist,
whatever that means.
Double okay. Bitches,
thank you. Adam, if you were to buy an iPad this winter,
yeah,
would it be a mini, an Air, or a Pro?
Well, I have an Air 2 right
mm-hmm.
now,
mm-hmm.
and I've thought a lot about it. I definitely wouldn't get the Pro. I don't see the point.
Why didn't they call it the iPad Maxi?
I'm going to go around the room, so
okay.
You don't have
missed
to take
an
up
opportunity.
The Mini is probably the most intriguing to me,
mm-hmm.
but I don't feel like there's that big of a size difference now that I have a 6S and the Mini, so I'd probably stick with whatever the newest Air is.
Okay, Jared.
There really isn't a new Air this year.
No,
so
it's not a new
Air. You're getting last year's
model.
So
Adam's a little bit, he sort of screwed up the question. Again.
So, and the Mini is just kind of brought up to parity with the Air, right?
Oh, God.
I mean,
do they have a Touch
Pro
ID
is so
them?
Expensive. I guess if I had to buy one,
if
I'd
money
buy,
was not an option.
Oh, I'd buy a Pro.
You can't use it in bed. You can't use it in bed.
It's a perfect size for comic books.
So is the...
It's not the size of a bedspread. It's slightly bigger.
No,
it's the Pro is the answer,
it's
and
much
you know
bigger.
It.
No, I
if
would
you
never,
didn't have an iPad Air 2.
I would never buy the Pro.
If money,
but I do have an iPad Air 2.
If money weren't to... Well, I guess we're done.
You're
good. I'm so glad we didn't get to you on that one, Shane.
I said Pro. How dare you?
No, you, it wasn't your turn.
I don't know if you can answer this question, Adam, because you're too busy watching Weird Comedy Central shows.
Oh,
okay.
But this is the question. We'll start with Jared. We'll go around the room. Arrow, The Flash, Supergirl, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Rank them. Clock starts now.
Top or bottom?
From worst to best, go.
Worst to best, jeez. I'm going to go Supergirl worst only because there were only two episodes in as
that
of this airing.
Saying.
Sorry, Judge I haven't built it yet. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is a little bit better. I'm going to go Flash and then Arrow's the best.
Wow. Adam?
I haven't watched Arrow or Flash, but I'm going to judge them based on Smallville, so I'm going to say they're tied for the worst. I have watched one season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which started off terribly and then got okay by the end, thanks to Patton Oswalt and nobody else, so I'm going to put that second. And I've watched both episodes of Supergirl. It's okay.
Great casting, by the way.
Yes.
I think they nailed the casting.
Everyone is good on it. It's just I worry about it being Lois and Clark.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Supergirl, Flash. That's the order. Next question.
You didn't even mention Arrow.
I haven't seen it.
Oh.
But they did have Hellblazer on it, though.
They did. That was actually kind of fun.
I've often said I should watch Arrow. I've never seen it.
It's gotten pretty good. Oh, time's up.
Guys,
I like the intensity.
Does Ash versus the Evil Dead get it right? What I'm asking is, does it respect the old movies but yet still feel current enough to be watchable?
I'll take this.
Adam.
Who cares?
Whoa.
I don't care about any Evil Dead thing anymore. It's
why?
Not, it's because who...
Anymore? So, did you ever care about it?
Barely. When I was 9.
Okay.
When I was 9. Now, it's just... there's better things out there now. Sam Raimi's old.
Yeah.
What's his name's old, too?
They're all old. People get old.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to look at them when they're old.
Oh. You only want that young hotness, huh?
Well, I'd want people that don't make me remind me of how old I am.
Well, to answer the actual question on the table, yes, it does get it right. They can't acknowledge anything from Armory of Darkness because they don't have the rights, but they do a good job of
a wink and a nod
doing an
to
homage
it.
to the previous films. The style is right. The humor is right. Even the cheesy effects, even though they're digital now, are right. So.
Raimi co-wrote and directed the first one. He will not be doing that for the rest of the series, Jared. Is that trouble?
Well, I mean, if he's got good people around who are following his lead, then that's okay. We'll find out with episode 2 tonight.
Who cares? He co-wrote Spider-Man 3. That was terrible.
Dance he sequence. Wants to do another one.
Here's a good Spider-Man. Question. Jared and I have talked about this. Adam will get your opinion as well. How good is Fargo Season 2? Start.
Okay, I was waiting for the
clock
at you. To start.
Start.
Here's my feeling about Fargo Season 1 and 2
yes.
combined with the movie. They're all terrible. I've never seen the TV show, and I won't watch it. I refuse.
Wow, that is a
that's a hot take.
That's a terrible movie that people like because it's a fake quaintness.
Jared,
response. I honestly liked the movie, and I think that season 2 of the show is actually eclipsing it in quality. It's that good.
Season 2 of Fargo, up to this point, is one of the best dramas I have ever
You've never
seen.
Even seen The Wire, so your opinion doesn't matter.
I've seen part of The Wire.
Whatever.
And Jared has seen The Wire. What else have you seen, Jared?
And Breaking Bad.
And Breaking Bad. Have you seen The Sopranos?
I have.
You've seen it all, and what do you say?
I think it's right up there with it. It's so good.
It's so good.
You know why I won't watch it? Because of this. I would have watched it if you guys were like, it's pretty good.
I'm talking over the buzzer right now.
You made this rule.
I'm going to tell you something,
Next.
And it's going to hurt your feelings.
Bitches.
You're going to feel bad.
Bitches.
First of all, you're a mean person, just
Bitches.
Like that woman that put that card in front of my car. Number two, I go home after every show, and I make notes before, and then I watch and I digest everything you talk about. I've listened to so many damn mashup albums and stations and YouTubes. And that's what I get from you. You're an asshole.
Hey,
next.
Wait. Before we start the next one, I watched Mr. Robot because of your suggestion, so I don't need to hear this anymore.
Finally.
Good job. I forgot about that show.
I did forget about that show. Jared.
Yeah.
Does The Muppets even need a soft reboot?
No, I guess. I mean, it was supposed to be a limited series anyway, right?
Yeah.
So
they're taking a break, Adam. They're coming back. And
Why?
They're giving it a soft reboot.
All right.
Even though the ratings have been okay.
This new show is already getting a reboot?
Yes, it's already getting a soft reboot for the spring.
That's just wasting. You're just throwing good money after bad at that point, honestly.
The main showrunner left. It's Bedlam and Muppetville.
J.J. Abrams left?
J.J., he's involved in everything.
What's your take on it as someone who has watched the show?
I've said this before. I'll say it again.
Yeah?
The concept is good. The concept stays pretty close to what the original show was. The problem is it is not that funny. It's just not that funny. It's clever, But it's not funny. If they could do what they do and make it funny, funnier, they might have something.
Funny-ish.
You know why they
funny-ish?
Can't?
Funny-ish.
Because puppets aren't real.
But that's part of the joke.
No. It takes you out of it. You don't care. It could be The Office.
But that's what
I won't
that's
care.
That's what they're trying it to
That's what I'm saying. The Office
Done!
Are real human beings.
Final question.
Whoa.
I was going to save this for a different version of the show. Our next series of shows, Jared, is going to be all Star Wars related. But here's a little sneak peek. Adam.
Not enough white people. Oh, what?
Exactly. Do we need more white people in Star Wars? No. What is the better design, Jared? Adam. The original Stormtrooper?
Who are you addressing?
Everyone. Okay. Everyone gets involved. The all original right. Stormtrooper or the Force Awakens Stormtrooper? First Order Stormtrooper? Adam, go.
Every design in The Force Awakens is an improvement on old designs. And it's not just the, oh, let's show them slightly retro like the prequel trilogy was. These are taking the existing designs, moving them up 40 years or whatever. And those, without a doubt, every single one of them, the TIE Fighters, just their paint jobs are better. It's all cool. It's good.
Jared.
I like the designs of the new film, but I will always have a spot in my heart for the classic trilogy designs. I think they're better.
The Force Awakens Stormtrooper, a little bit bulkier, a little bit more menacing, but I think the mask is slightly one note. If you could sort of give a little bit more of the scariness of the original mask, put that on the Force Awakens Stormtrooper mask, I think you've got a winning design. White guns?
Hey, we get it. They're racist.
They are racist.
Well, they are the First Order.
They are the First Order. That's it, guys. We did it, and I'm exhausted.
Kept it tight.
What do the levels look like on that that segment?
He's adjusting.
All over the place.
He's adjusting as needed.
I've already got Shane a little bit lower than the rest of you, but he succeeded that.
I
may have to do a little post. But
I'm thinking about target cars,
that's
and
fine.
It's driving
me
crazy.
The compression keeps a lot of that unchecked. Okay. So.
I worried about you. Listener.
Jared wants me to bring the noise. He wants me to bring the intensity. So
what about
I did
the funk?
It.
Did you bring the noise?
He doesn't want funk from me because it doesn't ring true.
No. I can't handle it in my house.
So Nerd Roundtable over. This might be a regular segment. It's a lot of work for me to come up with 10 questions, though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
No, we need to do it in 10 questions, 10 seconds.
Yeah. We could probably cut that minute down to at least half.
Yeah.
I like it.
100 seconds.
I like how we're brainstorming show ideas right in the middle of the show. Let's take a quick break. We'll brainstorm in that break, and then we'll come back with Coming Soon.
There's more of the scope dead ahead.
Under the scope.
Whew, we are back. I am winded. It's time to throw it over to Adam with Coming Soon. And Beavis.
That was a butthead, yeah.
Sorry, that was butthead.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Week of October 15th. No, guys, no. These are really bad.
Love it.
Don't do that. We got music. AKB-48. Pretty sure that's a droid in Star Wars. So okay.
BB-8's a woman? What?
He has an album coming out.
Anything from Sam Smith, the human saxophone.
No Sam Smith. Adele's new album.
The writing's
comes
on the wall,
Jared. This week. A new album from
my
Enya.
Wife fell in love with her new song, Hello.
I've not heard it. I don't want to hear it. It took me a long time to hear Hotline Bling.
The video for that is just always, every day it gets better with the people making dumb gifs of it.
It's good stuff.
I really liked Trevor Noah's comments about being upset about mixed race people taking a step back and dancing.
I stopped watching it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because of his appendix exploding?
No. Did his
Jared only
explode?
Wants healthy people hosting his
No, I
just
shows. Just wasn't feeling it.
It's fair.
I'll come back in a few months and try it again.
He's a little too precious.
Movies. It's because of his accent, isn't it? He's Jingo.
He always seems very happy with himself. Like, he laughs a lot at his stuff.
He's just happy.
Maybe he is.
Movies.
Prove it. Earn that laughter. That's what I say.
You've got to earn it.
Movies, what's coming out?
We've got the final Hunger Games movie.
This is going to be huge. I've heard that people are looking forward to this more than Star Wars. According to some polls.
Well, here's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
We bought our tickets to this already.
Mm.
I've not bought my tickets to Star Wars yet.
Here's the thing is you can probably walk in day of Mockingjay in the morning if you go to a morning show or something. Buy tickets, no problem.
Right, but this is we are going like Friday night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's unimpressed, Adam.
Star Wars is probably sold out for opening weekend at this point.
It's not. That's
really?
The thing. At least not the two theaters that we're looking at going to.
Those two theaters are in Dubuque, Iowa. What? And also in Ontario.
What's the holdup? Are you just too you don't want to schedule yourself 2 months out?
Like he was not old enough to see the original in the theater. He was born in 1980.
The eight people that are going are having a hard time coming up with the time and day that we want to go on.
Douche.
Weren't you born in 82?
80.
Way to pay attention to our third co-host.
I wish it was 82. Then I'd not be an old man.
No, it's my sister. 82.
Never the been. Night before.
Yeah.
That is a Seth Rogen.
I am looking forward to this film.
Did you see 50-50?
50-50?
That is Seth Rogen and...
How does Crackhead Bob say 50-50?
Dicky-dicky.
Dippy-dippy.
50-50 was the Seth Rogen, Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie where Joseph Gordon-Levitt gets cancer.
Oh, yeah.
It is a good movie.
Sure.
I liked it a lot. This is them coming back together. And that black guy from...
Like, same characters?
No. The guys. Yeah, okay. They're buddies.
I am in the mood for a good laugher, and I think this one might fit the bill.
Yes. This is Joseph Gordon-Levitt's parents died.
Does he do a wacky French accent?
14 years ago.
God, I hope not.
No.
And when's that movie about whales coming out? Have you covered that one, the Ron Howard whale movie?
Yeah, that we covered
Moby Dick?
Yeah. Is it Moby Dick?
It's the prequel to Moby Dick.
Oh.
When did we cover that?
I don't know.
We never even talked about it.
We saw a trailer for it. It's not coming out yet.
My daughter wants to see that one. That's the movie we should be spending.
Nobody cares.
Because Chris Hemsworth is in it?
She just thinks that the whale is very close to a narwhal, Jared.
No. A narwhal is a unicorn of the ocean. You tell her your daughter she's wrong.
I do a lot. Next.
They're majestic beasts. They have horn right here. And then finally, Secret in Their Eyes. This is the... Roberts.
Wow, we lost him for a sec.
Julia Roberts movie.
Yeah.
Some other lady's kid gets killed. I don't know. A team of FBI investigators and their district attorney supervisor are torn apart when Jess's teenage daughter has been brutally murdered. And 13 years later, Ray returns to L.A. and uncovers a new lead that he feels can permanently resolve the case.
Is Adam falling asleep over there?
I think he's having a stroke. Adam, that is a very crazy plot for a rom-com, isn't it? That's a going out on the edge, on the limb for a rom-com.
They're just playing with your expectations. All right, home video. We've got The Man from U.N.C.L.E. You guys saw that, and you did not like it, if I recall correctly.
It's not a good movie, no.
The Stanford Prison Experiment. I don't know if that's a documentary about the Stanford Prison
Another
Experiment.
Another rom-com.
Right. The City of Lost Children. That's that weird French movie from the 90s. If you guys, I don't know.
Never saw it?
That's a weird one. Finally, video games. Oh, my mom is texting me.
Whoa, let's get her on the phone.
No. Video games. We've got Game of Thrones Episode 6, The Ice Dragon. This is their Telltale Games.
People love Game of Thrones, don't they?
Okay.
People are talking about Game of Thrones.
We've got a Deadpool game coming out. Assassin's Creed Syndicate gets its PC release.
Well, who cares?
Mario Tennis Ultra Smash.
I hear it doesn't add anything except online.
Online.
Pokemon
online.
Super Mystery Dungeon.
And?
That's it.
But is it, Jared?
Mm. Hit it or miss it.
It's not.
Hit up the week. Hit it or miss it. Miss of the week.
Look out! The worst, most awkward sentences are the ones that have it twice in a row. When I said, is it, Jared? It sounds like I'm stuttering.
It's it. What is it?
I don't think it was a well-formed sentence.
It's it. What is it?
It's a hit it or miss it.
It's it.
No, hey, we haven't cleared that song.
What is it?
No, shit.
I'm doing a
I know you're good.
Performance of it.
He's doing a bit. Jared, your turn.
It's it. What is
you want it all, but you can't have it. Anyway, yes, this week I am picking a hit, and it is a game we talked about earlier or last week.
No, it was earlier.
Wow.
Was it earlier?
What a predictable son of a bitch.
And it is the newest entry into the Battlefront series. It is the new Star Wars Battlefront from Electronic Arts.
And what's this game about?
See, there's this
what's
thing
the
called
story?
Star Wars.
What's the story?
What's
in
the
this?
Story?
No, it's like you get to be in the movie world.
Are you Luke?
You get to be a rebel. You get to be an Imperial soldier. I'm not sure.
Are you the black guy?
Are you telling the truth? It sounds like technology isn't there to allow us to do this.
Oh, it's there. Yeah. It's almost movie real. That's how there it is.
What movie is this based on?
It's based on the Star Wars series of films.
I would like to see a Smurfs Battlefront. Smurfs versus Gargamel.
So
and Azrael.
We've played the beta.
We have.
Did you play the beta?
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you think?
Yeah,
of
he never invited us to play on his team.
No,
but...
no, I didn't have a team. I was not invited to play with you guys.
How dare you?
It was only out for like 3 days. So yeah.
Well, it was that weekend
and
that we recorded.
Jared and I didn't play together either.
No, we played in the same room, and then I played some Sunday night of the, and then yeah, we didn't play together. So anyway, this is an online multiplayer game where you can hook up with a bunch of your friends or a bunch of randos and play on opposing sides. Is there a single player quest?
Sort of. They've got some other mission styles, that sort of thing, you know, like horde type things.
Yeah, horse.
Does this game have laser tag type functionality? Because if it does, I've got to imagine that Adam's going to be a master straight
out of
the game.
There are definitely laser guns in it.
That's all I
and
need.
In three,
do you get a 3 second pause?
Well, there's probably 3 seconds, and then the player could respawn, but they're going to be in a different spot.
Are we going
to
play horde mode together too?
Yeah, cool. I'm not sure if it's how many people can you have in horde mode. Is it more than two?
Usually it's four.
If it's two, then Jared and I are playing together, and you can observe.
You can watch.
Is there an observing mode?
I'm going to go with yes, because if you can have Star Wars in a video game, you've got to have observing mode. Maybe they can put you like in a little floating capsule above it.
Anyway, this game comes out November 17th for all of the major systems, mm-hmm. right? Xbox One, PS4, PC, anything else?
No, that's
guaranteed
it.
To sell at least 100 copies. I'm going on a limb.
It's going
to
do pretty well.
I mean, between the three of us, we've reserved 100 copies, so...
We love it. We're big Star Wars guys.
We love Star Wars. That's it. That's my pick.
Under the scope.
Where did you guys reserve from?
I have not done it yet, but I will do it through Best Buy.
I did it at Target.
Do you get anything special?
Jakku. Everybody gets that.
No, everybody gets the map.
Extra bonus extra map for pre-ordering.
Yeah. I went there because they had a good deal on the PS4 when I bought it. So I'm like, yeah, let's pre-order the game, too. Because I bought the PS4 dropped $50, so I bought it $50 off, and then they had a $50 gift card with it.
Wow.
So my Battlefront is basically
you and me.
If you had a red
idiots.
Card, Jared, you would have gotten 5% off
know.
Of that.
I keep thinking I should probably get a red card. I shop
you can
at Target
even get,
so much.
You can get a debit version of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, debit right on your bank account. That's what we do.
Yeah. I mean, no big deal. Someone just steals all of your identity information when they get hacked, but that's fine.
That's it. Sounds good. You know. To get
anyway,
5% off of a PS4, it seems like a good trade-off. Jared.
If you'd like to save 5% when shopping at The Scope, you can email us at comments@thescopeshow.com.
I don't know if that's legal to say that.
No? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you can call our voicemail line 612-21-SCOPE. That is 612-217-2673. Also, follow us on social media, Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter. It's all there at our website on thescopeshow.com. Make sure you check it out. Maybe you want to see us in person.
Maybe you want to see ya?
On your screen. Not Sia. Maybe you want to see us.
Sia is hosting screen. For Trump. I think that
she's musical.
I think
guest.
She's a musical guest. Adam.
She was last week when the show was on.
That was a rerun.
Right. YouTube.com/thescopeshow. We are putting out video versions of these episodes all the time, and some people even watch them. It's amazing. You can be one of those people. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so at Patreon, patreon.com/thescopeshow. Are you noticing a pattern here? There's a lot of The Scope Show involved with various outlets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's on purpose. It's intentional. Patreon, you can support content creators directly. Pledge as little as $1 an episode, set a monthly cap, or cancel anytime. But, you know, once you're in, you're not going to want to leave, so don't cancel.
Please don't.
All that money goes directly to us, less some processing fees, and it helps us pay for our bandwidth, helps us buy our Lunchables. Because we're always lunchable-ing between episodes. That's what we do. Right? Right.
I love it.
And if you don't want to do that, you can always shop at Amazon and support us. If you go to thescopeshow.com/Amazon, click on the affiliate link. Especially now that the holidays are here and all of these great media things are dropping, like a Star Wars Battlefront, make sure you buy it through Amazon on our affiliate link. A little chunk of that cash goes to us. And we can feed our families.
He said it.
I'm hungry right now.
Yeah,
get up that mic, Adam.
Adam is his Lunchable meter is low.
I've never had a Lunchable
giving
before.
You cancer.
My mom would not buy them.
Wow.
That's all we buy because I'm lazy.
Back to you, Lazy Shane.
Thank you. Jared, Adam, great show. Great intensity for once. I'm talking about me, not you guys.
Right.
I can't
We can't all be intense, and then it's a Republican debate, if that's the key.
Remember
we don't
how
want that.
Just earlier you were talking about how mean I am?
I don't
Adam
mean,
and I are very, we're very low energy people.
Very. Well, we've got another great show coming up in just 1 week, Jared. So let's shut this one down. We'll come back in a week. We'll do it again. So for Jared, Adam, I am Shane. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye for now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Sculpt faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying...
How do you say goodnight in Russia?
Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.